10:02. Room 2, Mojave Middle School, home of the Mustangs. Minnie McClary, row 1, seat 4, nervously watched the clock. If a teacher did not show up in exactly 3 minutes, room 2 was going to explode. It had happened yesterday and the day before that, and it was sure to happen again. Some little thing would set it off. A belch or a fart, a spit wad would fly. Kids would wriggle in their seats. One boy would leave his desk, then another. They would prowl the room like dogs sniffing for trouble, or do some dopey thing to make everybody nervous, like standing on the teacher's desk. Minnie was trying not to worry about what would happen today. It was not her job to keep order. Like the rest of the class, she was only a kid. Unlike them, she was the new kid. She didn't know where she fit in yet, or if she ever would. She bit her lip and waited. 10:03. Feet shuffled, backpacks unzipped, forbidden cell phones appeared. Alicia, who always sighed dramatically. The boy who had allergies and never blew his nose began his nervous sniffle. Somebody hummed the theme from Jaws. Derek's fingers drummed the desk. Minnie tried to think about things outside this classroom, like the blank canvas in art class that was supposed to turn into a self-portrait. Her brother, Dylan, who had stopped being nice the minute he turned 13. Her uncle, Bill, who was building a helicopter in the basement. She tried not to think about her mom and dad arguing about Uncle Bill, but one thought led to the next, and then she was worrying. Minnie worried too much, her mother said. She should be having fun, like a normal 11-year-old girl. 10:04. Amira, the girl across from Minnie, turned to her with dark, troubled eyes. She seemed to be thinking what Minnie was thinking. What if nobody came? In the 3 weeks since school began, their class had had 5 different subs. Only one of them, the principal's wife, stayed longer than 2 days. She had gone on and on about the beauty of verb phrases and then went home and had a baby. Mr. Delgado came next. He yelled so loud the windows rattled. Miss Valentine, number 3, had laryngitis and couldn't talk at all. Mr. Spinks, a retired engineer, taught them how to make stealth planes out of notebook paper. He didn't know what a verb phrase was. And now their language arts class had fallen apart. 10:05. Ow! Yelled Carl. He leaped from his desk, rubbing the back of his head. Who did that? He dived on Jorge and knocked him to the floor. Two of the girls and all of the boys, except for Todd Ingram, whose mother was the school board president, flocked to the back of the room. Todd sat quietly and drew. Teresa, the goth girl, opened a book and began to read. Amira bowed her head. A trash can went clattering across the floor. Kids yelled and whooped and jumped around Carl and Jorge, who were scuffling on the floor. Minnie counted to 10, twice. She looked at the door through which no one was coming. She checked the clock. 10:06. Her face felt hot and her ears itched. She could not keep her feet still. Without thinking, without really knowing what she was doing, Minnie jumped up out of her seat and, with her fists clenched, shouted, "Stop!" as loud as her voice would go. Stop it! And something extraordinary happened. As if Minnie had cast a spell, every kid in the room did exactly what she said. They stopped what they were doing and froze in place. Now they were all staring at her, at Minnie, the new girl, the very short, hardly noticeable new girl in the first row. Even Amira, the girl who might have been a friend, stared at her in horror, as if Minnie had sprouted horns. Even Minnie seemed to be staring at Minnie. She could not believe what she had done, or that the floor would not open and let her drop through.